First of all, him playing for one club in this country was just special. But listen, I played so many times against so many good players, especially in this league. Frank Kompany was and is still special. Paul Scholes was every time the guy that we feared at Arsenal, every time we were playing Man United. But for me, Stevie G is up there. I know he didn't win the league. I know, I'm sure he would have won. He would have wanted to win it, especially with Liverpool. But for me, it doesn't really matter. He is the player that you say, okay, he didn't win the league, or some player didn't win the Champions League, obviously not in his case. But I'm just saying, you know, this type of player that they give you so much pleasure and you respect them so much that at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter if he didn't win the league or not. It does, but it doesn't, because the amount of pleasure that he gave us and trouble, I will say, for us when I was playing against him with Arsenal, is, I respect him a lot. He's one of the best players that ever played in this league. I have maximum respect for him, first of all, for him to stay at one club, but just the way he was behaving on the field and off the field and just his goals, his mannerism, the way he was driving his team, making everyone believe that they could win the game even though they were 3-0 down or 2-0 down or whatever. There is so many special moments that he gave the league and the Liverpool fans, but it has been more than a privilege to play against him. And like I said, yes, he didn't win the league, but he's part of those players that it doesn't matter that he didn't win the league. Sometimes some player won the league and didn't give as much as he did for the league. So for me, Stevie G will be one of the best up there with Paul Scholes. Paul Scholes always was one of my all-time favorites as a midfielder, but Stevie G was an amazing player. Still is in his own way. But to see him leave the league is going to be a sad day. I'm not a Liverpool fan, but I'm a football fan. So to see him leave the league, not wearing that red shirt, stepping out of the tunnel at Anfield, it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird next year when we won't see him on that field, scoring screamers. So I don't even want to imagine how the Liverpool fans are feeling at the moment, because, like I said, I'm not a Liverpool fan, but not being able to see the guy on the field and perform, it's going to be a sad day. So all the best, big man, and have a good one in America.